And there's another very effective remission maintenance drug, equally effective for the most part to rituximab for maintenance, and that would be azathioprine.
Azathioprine is a medication that's taken daily by mouth. Again, the immense majority of patients have very few adverse events, if any, and does not require an infusion and is very well tolerated. There is one study that has been published last year that suggested that maybe every 6 month doses of rituximab may have an advantage over azathioprine. This study needs to be confirmed and is being studied in another clinical trial that is currently ongoing called the Ritazaram trial. So we'll have either confirmation or refuting of these original data.
The first study that was done in Paris largely had patients with one of the ANCA types, proteinase 3 ANCA, and very, very, very few patients with myeloperoxidase ANCA. So we don't know the best remission maintenance in that population.
And that is even more true in the sense that we have learned in the past that patients with proteinase 3 ANCA have a higher risk of relapse, so they may need more immunosuppression, whereas patients with myeloperoxidase ANCA who may have a lower rate of relapses may not need as much immunosuppression in the maintenance phase.